Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksuvos on Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis in the middle of the second last line with the word Itmor. Itmor, it was stated in a Gemara, actually in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud, and we're repeating it here because it's Nageya to understanding the Mishnah that we learned in yesterday's shiur. Itmor, Kitcha Al Tanai V'Kansa Stam. If someone was Mekadosh a woman on a condition, Rashi says here the condition is She'ein Ola Nedorim, that she did not have any Nedorim. Rashi in Yevamos, in that Sugya on Daf Kuf Yud, says that he made a condition that she doesn't have any Mumen, any blemishes. But then the Kansa, when it came time for the actual Nesuin, when he gathered her into his house, then he did not specify any condition, but rather Kansa Stam. He did it without any condition. So Rav Omer Tzricha Emena Get. Rav says that the Kedushin goes into effect, the Nesuin go into effect, and she requires a get from him. Ushmuel Omar Ein Tzricha Emena Get. And Shmuel says that although at the time of the Knisa, at the time of the Nesuin, there was no Tnai, it's considered as if there was a Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled because it's speaking about where subsequently he found out that she had Nedorim or Mumen on her. And that's why Shmuel says, Ein Tzricha Emena Get, she does not require any get. We're going to see now in the Gemara on the next Amud that there is a Hava Mina and a Maskana in Rav. And then, of course, there is Shmuel Shita. So there's three ways to learn the halacha over here. Amar Abaya, said Abaya, as we turn to Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Loi Tema Taima De Rav. Do not say that the time of Rav is, and this is what the Hava Mina in Rav is. Don't say the reason of Rav is, who requires a get, that Kivin Shekonsa Stam, Achule Achle Litznoi, that since, even though he made a Kedushin on a Tznoi, that she doesn't have Mumen or that she doesn't have Nedorim on her. But since he did the Knisa Stam, he's Moichel the Tznoi, and therefore, as Rashi speaks out, not only will a get be required, but you'll also be required to give a ksub as well, because he according to this Hava Mina, he is forgetting, he's mochel on the entire Tanai, as if he didn't make the Tanai, and therefore, when the Knisa was done Stam, there's no Tanai involved at all, and therefore, she needs a get, but also, you will have to award her a ksuba, even if she had Nedorim or Mumen on her. That's the Hava Mina, but that's wrong, says Abaya. At the time of the Rav, the Maskana is that the reason of Rav is, Lefishen Adamaisa Bilasa Bilasnus, that he's only, as Rashi explains, he's doing a new, he's forgetting about his old Kedushin. His old Kedushin didn't work, because, after all, he found her to be a Nadranis. She had Nedorim on her, or she had Mumen on her. But rather, when he's making the Nesuin, when he's Kanas, how is he being Kanas her? How does he bring her into his house? Through Bia. And Bia is one of the three ways in which you can make Kedushin, as it says in the first mission of Masechta Kedushin. Ha'isha Niknes Bekesher Shtar B'Bia. So now, when he's making a Bia, he's doing the Bia not conditional, unconditional. Why? Lefi she'ein adam oisa bilasa bilasnus. This is the reason of Rav. A person doesn't want to do his Bila, that it should be considered promiscuous, that it should be considered znus. So when it comes to the Bia at the time of the Nesuin, he says to himself, hey, maybe even though she's telling me she doesn't have a netter on her, or she doesn't have any mumen, I'll find out that she does have mumen, and that she does have a netter, and then it'll come out that my bia with her is a biasnus. I don't want that to happen. Memela, I am making up in my mind to forget about the Tanai, to make a new debia should serve as a new kedushin, which is unconditional. And therefore, even if I find out subsequently that she had the Mumin or Nidorim, it won't matter because now I'm doing the Bia unconditional. But that's as far as the Bia is concerned, because I don't want it to be a business. But as far as the Ksuba is concerned, there I still want to keep my original Tanai, and therefore if I find out she has Nidorim or Mumin, I will not award her the Ksuba. So in other words, it comes out, the Hava Mina is that it's across the board. We will soon discover how this works exactly, because we have to understand how it works. But the Hava Mina would be that it works across the board, that we forget the Tanai, and therefore she's married to him completely, and if they want to separate, you need a get. But you will also have to give a Ksuba, that's the Hava Mina. The Maskana is that we split it. Legabe the Bia, he doesn't want his Bila to be a Bila's Nus, so for there he did a Bila unconditional. And therefore she's married to him, and therefore she requires a get. However, as far as the Ksub is concerned, there he says, no, as far as the Ksub is concerned, I still want to keep my option that I said that it's totally on the fact that she has no Nidorim, and if I find out she has Nidorim or Mumin, then I'm not going to give her the Ksuba. That's the Maskana. According to Shmuel, the Tanai works on the Kedushin, it works on the Nisuin, and if the Tanai wasn't kept, there's no reason to give a Ksuba, and there's no reason to give a Get. She's not married to him at all. That's what the way Shmuel considers it. Ain't a Get. And of course, there's no Get, there's no Ksuba, there's nothing. However, according to Rav, there is a Get, but don't think it's a get with a ksuba. That's the Hava Mina. No, the Maskana says that it's a get without a ksuba because we split. Now here, the Rishonim want to understand, what's the Hava Mina? How could we say that he's Moichel the Tanai? The Rajba asks, after all, how do we understand Rav in the Hava Mina? After all, he made a Tanai, and the Tanai didn't work. If the Tanai didn't work, so what's the Hava Mina that he's Moichel the Tanai? We find, for example, that you're Moichel a Tanai by Mumin. If somebody made a money transaction based on a Tanai, and the Tanai didn't work out, he can say that Keilu is Kabalti. It's as if I made a deal with you on the Tanai that you give me some money, so I can, even if you didn't give me the money, the transaction could still be good, because I could say, Keilu is, I'm Michael you, I forgive you your part of the deal was, and it's Keilu is Kabalti, it's as if I received it. That's by money matters. But here it's not a money matter. Here he's getting engaged to this woman. He wants to get married to this woman, depending on whether she has Nidorim or not. So how does it work? How does the Gemara have a Hava Mina to say that he's Moichel the Tanai, but he made a Tanai, and she didn't keep the Tanai? This is the question that the Rajba asks. On this, the Rajba answers that ain't a Chanami. And the Pnei Yeshua learns that this is the way Rashi learns as well, according to the Rajba. By the way, there are many Pshatim here in the Rishonim, both on Ahmed Aleph and in the Sugya on Ahmed Beis, and we are basically going to go with the Pshat of Rashi. And as we said, the Pnei Yeshua says that this is the Rajba Shita, and he learns that Rashi agrees with the Rajba here. And what does the Rajba learn? The Rajba learns that the Gemara and the Hava Mina also agreed that when he made the Nesuin, which is the Bia, that he decided, Ein Adam Aisa Bilasa Bilasnus, the way Rav learns, his B is cannot be a B is nus. The Hava Mina was that Avada, he's, again, the Gemara knew he's making a Bia, L'shem, Kedushin, and it should be unconditional, so that his Bia will not wind up to be a B is nus. The Gemara and the Hava Mina thought that he was doing it across the board. He's Moichel the Tanai means that he's making a new Kedushin through the Bia, which should be unconditional, and if it's totally unconditional across the board, it covers that the Bia should not be a Bia's Nus. It covers as well that he has to give her a Ksuba. So the Hava Minna was that he should even have to give her a ksuba because he's making a new condition, a new kedushin through the Bia, unconditional. The Gemara says no. The Maskana is that we split it, that he's making a new kedushin through the Bia, you're right, without strings attached, but that's only as far as the Bia is concerned. So that his Bia should not be promiscuous, should be a Bia's nurse. As far as the ksuba is concerned, there he wants to keep his Tanai, and therefore he will not have to give her a ksuba if he finds that she is an Isha Nadranis. That's how the Rajba learns the Hava Minna and the Maskana. And again, Shmuel holds that he's totally not married to her to begin with, and of course there's no need for a get, and of course there's no need for ksuba. The Run wants to say over here, it is not necessary to say that there is a new kedushin through the Bia, and that it is unconditional. But rather, the Run says, we can consider it as if the Tanai was fulfilled, even though she's an Isha Nadranis, and he said specifically he wants an Isha that's not a Nadranis. Says the Run that any condition that you make L'toivascha, for your good, if later on, perhaps out of the love that he has now for his wife, it doesn't bother me. He loves her so much that even if he will find that she has a neder, and he was worried that this neder would affect their relationship, or this mumen, and the mumen would affect their relationship, but he has such a ava for his wife now that he's michalin. He's not makbid, it doesn't bother. What he thought would bother him now doesn't bother him anymore. So that, just like by money, we said that I'm moichel you, it's ke'ilu is kabalti, as if I accepted it. So now, says the Run, anything that I did for my taiva, and I thought it would bother me, and now I realize it doesn't bother me, that also could be considered as if the Tanai was niskayim. So we don't have to say, says the Run, like the Rajba, that he made a new Bia, the Bia was a new kedushin, unconditional, but rather we could say that it was the old kedushin. How does it work? Because since it was done for his taiva, and now it doesn't bother him, it's as if the tanai was fulfilled, even though we find that she is a woman that has an adorm or mumen on her. The other point that two other points before we go further. One is, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds Adam Isa Bilasa Bilasnus. No, that can't be, says the Rajba, because it's a Beferish Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says that if a husband divorced a wife, and then after the get, they were together in a hotel, in a pundik, we say that he didn't want to make his Bila Bilasnus. That's how Beis Hillel understands the Mishnah. And we need a new get. When they were together, he decided he's going to be Makadosh her again, because he doesn't want his Bila to be a Bila's Nus, and they require a second get if they want to part after being in the Pundik together. So according to this, it's an often omission in Gittin Pei Aleph, that ain't automized to be lost to a Bila's Nus, which Shmuel is not going to argue on that Mishnah. So what's the Pshat and Shmuel? So the Pshat and Shmuel is, says the Rajba, that Shmuel is of the opinion that, of course, ain adam oisa bilasai bilas nus. But here he thinks that he told his wife, I want to make sure you don't have nedarim. He doesn't think that his wife is going to actually do fraud here and tell him that she doesn't have nedarim, and in the end, she really has nedarim. So that's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds that since he doesn't imagine that his wife is going to lie to his face, I don't have the dorm, and really she does, that's why he didn't think to make the Bia, which could have served as a kedushin. Rav says he's going to make that Bia as a kedushin without any conditions attached to it. That's because Rav says that the guy says to himself, hey, maybe she is lying to my face. Shmuel says that he never oil al adas that she would lie to his face. Therefore, he didn't think to make the Bia a new kedushin without conditions. He is making this Bia totally on his first kedushin. His first kedushin had a string attached. It had a tanai. The tanai wasn't fulfilled. Unfortunately, it comes out that his bila is a bila znus. He didn't intend it to be a bila znus. That's how the Rajva explains the pshat in Shmuel. And one last point, Meforshim, the Rishonim bring down the question that if we say, according to Rav, that he is doing his bia without condition as a new kedushin, and we say that the hava mina was that she should get a ksuba also. The maskana is that we split it. The bia is good, is shaloi, is ein adam isubilas bilas nus. However, he still wants to keep the condition for the ksuba. The hava mina was that he's meichlid all the way, meaning that he's doing a new kedushin without any conditions attached. But the problem is, why, according to the hava mina, would she get a ksuba? It's only erusin. If your bia is erusin oisa, and arusa doesn't get a ksuba. So forget about the whole issue here, whether there is a tanai or not at the time of Nisuin, whether there's a new kedushin which was unconditional, but she still doesn't deserve a ksuba because the bia makes an eris and arusa doesn't get a ksuba. And the Ran says it's a doichik to say that he wrote her. You could write a ksuba for an arusa, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, but it's not mentioned here. It's a doichik to say he wrote it. So that's why the Ran answers this question and says that when do we say that B is Eris and Isa? That's only when if the B takes place as an Arusa in the house of the father-in-law. But if the B takes place in his own house of the husband, there it's Nisu and Isa. In other words, the Arison and the Nisuin, says the Ran, will come together, and there will be a ksuba for the Arusa in the Havamin. And the Maskan is that on the ksuba, he still wants to keep his thnai, which she didn't fulfill, and therefore there will not be any ksuba. The Gra says that Einachanami, the first bia, there would be no ksuba, because that's only Eris and Isa. But subsequently, if he makes a second bia, the second bia would actually be the Nisuin, and that's where there would be a ksuba. According to the Havam and according to the Maskana, there's no ksuba because there is a tnai concerning the ksuba. Let us continue with the Gemara. Frey, the Gemara, ha-pligi b'chad ha-zimna. We've seen here, a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that the person is makpid, that his bia shouldn't be a bia's nus, and therefore he will go to any length to make sure his bia is not a bia's nus, and therefore he makes the bia unconditional. Shmuel holds he doesn't think that she's going to lie to his face, as we explained, and therefore it's not unconditional. It's totally on the original kedushin, and the original kedushin was with a tnai, and therefore he doesn't have to give her a get because he was never married to her. Ha-pligi b'chad ha-zimna. We had the exact same achloikas in another case. The Itmor, we have learned, k'tana shaloi miyana. As Rashi says, k'tana yisayma. And we've learned many times that a k'tana yisayma who has no father, who can marry her off, her mother or her brother. However, she can, midrabanan, be memayeng. She can refuse to live with her husband, but it's speaking about shaloi miyana. She didn't exercise that right of miyut. Then, vigdila. She became a gedola. And then, as Rashi points out, then he had relations with her. Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil, Ein Tzricha Get Misheni, Dechigod Lo Bo Alel L'Shem Kedushin. So he had relations with her after she became a gedola. And he had relations with her L'Shem Kedushin. And then Amda, she got up, and then she was Mamayin as a Gdola already. Venisa, since she got married to a second party, she says, I'm out of here. She was Mamayin, and she married a second person. So Rav, Omer, ain't she could get Mishani. Rav says she doesn't need a get from the second husband. Why? Because the first husband knows that the Maisa of Akhtana is nothing, Midaraisa. He doesn't want his bia to be a bias nus, so when he made that first bia, when she became a gdola, he had in mind l'shem kedushin. Memela, who is she married to? The first person. And now she's married to Midaraisa. Rav holds that when a Ktana is not Mamayan as a Ktana and waits till Gedola, and meanwhile the husband has had a beer with her, L'shem Kedushin, so then the reason that a Ktana who became a Gedola can't be Mamayan, it's Midaraisa she can't be Mamayan. Why? Because she's married to her husband, Midaraisa. And on a Kedushin Daraisa, Mian doesn't help. That's why Gedola can't be Mamayan. She's married to her husband Daraisa. So now that she's married to her husband Daraisa, when she gets married to the second husband, she's not married to him. So therefore she doesn't need a get from the Sheini. Ushmul or Matshricha get Mishani. Shmuel says you do need a get from the Sheini. Why? Because Shmuel apparently holds that, here also we'll have to explain, it's not the pshat that Shmuel holds, Adam, Isa, Bilas, or Bilas, Nus. But Shmuel holds that when the Ktana became a Gdola, the husband doesn't think, oh, you know, now that she's a Gdola, she had a birthday and she's a Gdola, oh, suddenly now I have to think that I'm going to do a new Kedushin, I'm going to do a Beal, the Shem Kedushin. He is still thinking of his marriage to her as a Ktana. He doesn't wake up that day after a birthday and say, oh, now we have to have a new kavana. So Memel, it comes out, unfortunately, that his bia would be a bia's nus because Midaraisa is not legally married to her. But Memela, says Shmuel, if he's not married to her Midaraisa, Tzricha get Misheni. She needs a get Misheni. So Rashi speaks out here. We have to approach this on two levels. On a Daraisa level and on a Darabana level. On a Daraisa level, she is not married to the first one, so that's why the second one's Kedushin could be Chal, because Shmuel holds that the first one did not suddenly think after the birthday, oh, I have to have Kavana L'Shem Kedushin Daraisa. And therefore, we need a get from the second one, Midaraisa, because she's married to the second one, Midaraisa. However, the second one, Rashi speaks out, can't stay married to her either. Why can't he stay married to her? Because the Rabbanan said that the Kedushin of the first husband is effective. The Rabbanan were the ones who said that Gedola, when she becomes a Gedola, she cannot be Mamayan anymore. So her Miyun, when she became a Gedola, didn't help. So Midarabbanan, who is she married to the first one. And the second one is really being mizana with her. We have a halach, if a woman is mizana with someone, she's usher to the boil. So the boil can't stay married to her either. So that's why the halach is Midaraisa, she'll need a get from the second one, because Midaraisa, she is married to the second one, but she can't stay married to the second one, because Midarabbanan, she's married to the first one, and the mean didn't help, and she's usher to the boil. So the Gemara's kasha is, the same underlying principle that we had in our sugya here about Tanai is the same thing by Mian. According to Rav, Ein Adam Aishu Bilasu Bilaznus, Memela, he had Kavona to be married to her with a new Kedushin once she became a Gdola. If so, she doesn't need a get from the second. And Shmuel says, no, that he's doing everything Aldas, his first Kedushin, the first husband, and therefore, she is considered Midaraisa, married to the second husband. And that's why she needs a get from the Sheni. So it's the same Machloikis that we had here. Why do you have to have a Machloikis twice in the same Inyan? The Gemara says, Tricha, we need it. The Iyit Mor Bahi, if we would only see this Machloikis in the case of Miyun, so I would say, Bahi Komer Rav. That's where Rav says that she doesn't need a get from the second one, because she's considered married to the first one. Why? Mishum deleka tna. It's not a case of tnai, but rather, it's a case where she's a ktana becoming a gdoila. So that's where Rav holds that everyone knows that the maisa ktana is nothing. And therefore, if he wants to make sure that his bia to her is not considered znus minatora, he has to get married to her minatora when she becomes a gdola. So that's why he had das to be married to her Midaraisa and to make this into a new Kedushin Midaraisa. Avil Bahar, but in the case of Tanai, our Gemara over here, the Ikatanah, where it's a case of Tanai, Eima Moida Leila Shmuel, I would say maybe he's Moida to Shmuel that what? Shmuel's Swara is that if it's a case of Tanai, the person Soimach on his original Tanai. By Kitcher of Al Tanai, the Konsistam was also dependent on the Tanai, just like the Kedushin was. And therefore, if this woman has a neder or a mum on her, there's no kedushin, there's no nesuin, there's nothing. And maybe Rav would be might over there to Shmuel. Why? Because the person thinks, I told my wife I don't want her to have it in the dorm. Avada, she's not going to lie into my face and tell me she doesn't have the dorm when she really has in the dorm. So when I'm doing the kedushin now, the being now, I don't have in mind to make it unconditional. I still want my tonight to be kept, and I have in my mind that the Tanai is being kept. So maybe Rav would be invited to Shmuel that she, in our Gemara here, there would not be a necessity for a get because the Tanai is still effective. V'yit mor b'ha'ah, and if it would tell me the case of Tanai, in our Gemara b'ha'ah kamer Shmuel. That's where Shmuel holds that when he lives with her, he's not making a new Kedushin without a Tanai, but rather he's being soimach that his original Tanai is in effect, and his wife is saying the truth to him that she has known the dorm. Aval b'hach, but in the case of miyun, eim amoyda leila rav, I would say maybe by miyun, where it's not a case of tanai, maybe Shmuel is moyda to rav, that everybody knows that what a ketana does is not effective min ha-toira, and therefore, min ha-raisa, now that she becomes a ketana, he has to live with her, al-das, a new kedushin. And he has that das. Maybe Shmuel would be mitzvah to Rav. Tzricha, that's why it's necessary to tell you that Rav holds across the board in both cases that ein adam oisa bilas oi bilas nus, and Shmuel holds that a person doesn't have in mind to change the status quo the way it was from their original relationship, even though it will come out that his bia would be a bias nus. So therefore, I need both cases, that in both cases Rav holds his shita, and in both cases Shmuel holds his shita. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and that's how we get into this whole sugya, because it affects the pshat in our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Kansa Stam V'nimtzo L'Nedorim Teitzi Shloi B'Ksuba, that if he was kindness her Stam, and then he found that she had Nedorim, she should go out without a Ksuba. So we can make a diyuk that Ksuba hu d'loi boya ha'git d'boya. So first of all, we can make a diyuk that she needs a get, because if in this case, where he didn't tell her any condition at the time of marriage, and then he found that she had nedarim on her, if you would not need a get, if you would say that you don't even need a get, so the Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said that she's not married to him at all. There's no get. And if you don't need a get, so certainly there's no ksuba. Why does the Mishnah say there's no ksuba? That would indicate, but there is necessity for a get. Because if they're not married at all, you don't need a get. Tell me that. They don't need a get at all. And I would know that there's no ksuba. If there's no get, certainly there's no ksuba. If you're telling me there's only no ksuba, it's mashma, but yes, there is a get. So the first thing we establish, that in this case, there is a get, even though there's no ksuba. My love, what is the Mishnah speaking about? Isn't it speaking about kitshal tnai v'konsa stam? As Rashi explains, the seifa is going back on the reisha. What is the reisha of our Mishnah? The reisha is hamakadish es ha'isha al-menatz she'ein ole nedorim v'nimtzu ole nedorim. Einam Kadeshah. That's the race of our Mishnah. If I spelled it out that the Kedushin are Tanai, and you didn't keep the Tanai, there's no Kedushin. The second case is, which we're talking about now, Konsa Stam V'nimtzo L'Nedorim. Teitzei Shaloi B'Ksuba. Now, what is that case of Konsa Stam? That's what our Gemara is grappling with. Is Konsa Stam a continuation of the first case, or is it a whole new case? Right now, the Gemara held in the Havamina that this is a continuation of case one. Case one is I made a kedushin al tanai. I found out that you didn't keep the tanai before I even got married to you. In the time of the kedushin, I found that you are an adranis. I found that you did have mumen on you. So then the kedushin is meaningless. There's no kedushin. Then the Mishnah continues. But what happens if I made a Kiddushin on Tanai. But then I didn't find out. When did I find out? After the Nisuin. But meanwhile, in the time of the Nisuin, I didn't say a word about the Tanai. I didn't say, remember, I'm only getting married to you if you have no netter. I didn't say that. I was Konestam. So if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, what's the Mishnah saying? That you don't have a ksuba, but you need a get. That's mamish, the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel's case was kitchas al tznai v'konsa stam. Do I say he forgets about the tznai by the kedushin or not? Right? So l'chayra to yufta to Shmuel. If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, then it's mamish kasha and Shmuel. Because Shmuel said by kitchas stam, v'kitch al tznai v'konsa stam, what does Shmuel say? You don't need a get, because when he did the bia in the time of the knisa, in the time of the suin, he had in mind his original kedushin, and therefore there's no kedushin, there's no nisuin, there's no ksuba, there's nothing. That's what Shmuel said. But that's not what the Mishnah says, because what does the Mishnah say? You don't need a ksuba, but you do need a get. Why do you need a get? The charetz arayat to Rav, that what? Ain Adam Isa Bilasa Bilasnus. So before he married her, at least as far as the bee is concerned, he had in mind, I'm doing this bee without any tonight. Even if I find you in the dryness, I'm going to get married to you anyway. Oh, the ksuba, that I want to keep the tonight. I don't have to pay the ksuba. So it's a riot to the way Abaya learned pshat in Rav in the Maskana, and not like Shmuel. What was Rav's pshat according to Abaya in the Maskana? There is a good bee, you need a get, but you don't have to give a ksuba. That's mamish, what the Mishnah is saying. To yufta to Shmuel, it's a kasha and Shmuel. As we turn to the fine Gemara Beis, says the Gemara, loy, that's not the pshat, the way Shmuel learns the Mishnah. Kitcha stam, ekonsa stam. The second case is not going on the Reisha. It's not that the second case is a continuation of the first case, that it was kitshal tznai v'konsa stam, but rather it's a whole new case. What's the case? A person got married to a woman. He didn't say a word about nedarim. He didn't say a word about tznoim in the engagement period, in the kedushin, and he didn't say a word in the nesuin period. The Gemara is telling you that afla became, we take on, there's an umdina that when a person gets married, he doesn't want to find that his wife is full of mumen. He doesn't want to find that his wife has a nedarim of inui nefesh. And there the halacha is that you require a get and no ksuba. Now, in fact, Rashi points out, the Gemara is soon going to ask, if this second case is totally separated from the first case, so if you tell me that there is no ksuba, why? Because he says, I don't want a woman that had a netter on her. If so, so why is there a get? Then there shouldn't be a get either. He should say to all kedushas of Mekach Tos, I didn't want a woman that doesn't have a netter, that has nedorim or that has mumen. The Gemara is going to address that question in 1 minute. Now, let's keep the train of the Gemara, the train of thought. Avol kitchal tznai. V'konsastam hachanami deloy boyegita. What are you, Shmuel, the way you're learning the Mishnah, that the second case is totally separated from the first case. So now we have to wonder, what would be the din, according to you, Shmuel, by kitchal tznai v'konsastam? You told me the second case is kitchastam v'konsastam. What would be, in fact, by kitchal tznai v'konsastam? Oh, you, Shmuel, as we learned on Ayin Beis Amid Beis, right at the last line, you hold that you don't even need a get in that case, right? Is that hachanami loy by gita? So I have a tremendous question on you, Shmuel. Adit toni amekadosh zedisha amenashe ein olen nedarim v'nimtzol olen nedarim ein amekudeshes. Why does the ratio of our Mishnah, according to you, Shmuel, have the case that when did I find out that the woman had nedarim on her? Before I got married to her, and then the din is there's no kedushin. I don't need a get because she didn't fulfill the tnai. Listening, tell me a bigger chiddush. Konsa stam v'nimtzol olen nedarim ein amekudeshes v'koshchein ha. Why do you tell me the little chiddush that he found out before the nesuin that she has in the dorim, that it's no kedushin? Tell me what? Tell me a bigger chiddush, that even if he found out after the nesuin, But he had made the Kiddushin al Tanai, according to Shmuel, if he made the Kiddushin al Tanai, then his Knesa was also on Tanai. And therefore it wasn't fulfilled, the Knesa, there's no get. So tell me the bigger Kiddush. And once you told me the bigger Kiddush, I for sure would know that, that Kitcha al Tanai, and he found out that she was lying, and she has Nedorim before the Chasna, of course there's no Kiddushin. If after the Chasna, when it was Konsistam, there's no Kiddushin, Kal v'chomer, if he found out before the Chasna, where he explicitly said, this Kiddushin is on its night, that you have no Nedorim, so tell me the bigger Kiddushin, I'll know the smaller Kiddushin. The Gemara answers, Hachi nami kamer. That's exactly what the Mishnah is in fact saying. The Gemara says that you have to reinterpret the ratio of the Mishnah. Now these two words, v'konsastam, are not written in the Mishnah. But the Gemara is saying that's how Shmuel understands what the Mishnah is saying. That if someone was mekadesh an isha on a condition, she has no nedorim on her. And v'konsastam, and then he took her in without any condition, v'nimtzu ala nedorim, and then he found out nedorim after he married her, after knisa, after nesuin, ain't a mekudeshes. She's not mekudeshes, because I say that the knisa stam was dependent on the kedushin which he had made on Tanai. And of course, if he found out before the nesuin, the Kiddushin was made on Tanai. The Kiddushin are no good. That's how Shmuel, in fact, will learn the ratio of the Mishnah. Okay. So it comes out, we have a big machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, how to learn the Mishnah. According to Rav, the second case is a continuation of the first case. It's Kitch al Tanai, and second case, V'konsastam. So then I say, Ein Adam, Oysa B'Lasa B'Lasa B'Lasa, and you need a get, according to Rav. According to Shmuel, no. Kitch al Tanai, V'konsastam, that's the first case. That all lies in the first case, Einam Kedeshes, because the Knesa Stam is totally on the Kedushin Al Tanai. Einam Kedeshes. What's the second case? That's a whole different case. What's the case? That's a new case where a guy never uttered out of his mouth a word of Kedushin, of Tanai. Kitchestam, Konsestam. And yet we say that we understand that nobody wants a woman who made Nedorim of Inu Nefesh. Nobody wants a woman with Nedor, with Mumin on her. And therefore, the din is that she doesn't have to give Iksuba. But Freik the Gemara, Kitchestam, Konsestam. According to you, Shmuel, Taitse Shaloi Biksuba. According to you, that's a new case where the din is, you go out without ksuba. So I can make a deal, ksuba, hu deloy boya, ha gita boya. But a get you need it. Like we said before, because if you don't need a get, just tell me you don't need a get, and I'll know automatically you don't need a ksuba. If you're telling me you don't need a ksuba, it's mashma, that a get you need. Frey the Gemara, maishna ksuba deloy boya. Why doesn't she get a ksuba in this case? The omar, because the man can say, I don't want a woman as a netter on her. That's why she doesn't get a ksuba. This is the question we asked before, Mamanavcha. If this taina is enough to invalidate the ksuba, to say, I'm not mechuyev to give you a ksuba, so kavachayim, assert, so also, it should say that the whole kedushin is invalidated. Because the tanai, I don't want a woman that has nedarim. I don't want a woman that has mumin on her. Yachi get nami loyti boy. You shouldn't either get either. Amar Rabba, or the Rif has the gear, so Amar Rava, tzricha get midivreyem. V'chein Amar Rav Chizda, tzricha get midivreyem. Einach nami, min hatoyra. We're going down the sheet of Shmuel. By the way, I think Rashi speaks it out. The Rishonim speak it out, that according to Rav, this kasha would not be a kasha. Because according to Rav, we have found a split. You can have a kedushin which requires a get, and yet you can have a kedushin that doesn't require ksuba. Legabi the get, he forgets about the tnai. He doesn't want his bila to be la bila's nus. Legabi the ksuba, he keeps his tnai. So the Gemara wasn't asking on Rav. But according to Shmuel, we don't find this kind of split. So, Mamanisha, according to Shmuel, if it's enough to tell me he's not Mechuyev Ksuba, then he shouldn't be married to her either. Because we don't find any split according to Shmuel. That's why the Gemara is asking us according to Shmuel. So, Rabbi answers, you're right. Minat Torah, there's no Ksuba, there's no get necessary either. Because he says, I don't want a woman who has a mum or a netter. You only need a get midivrei, midrabbana. Why? Because the Rabbana were afraid people don't know that this is the umdina that we assume, that nobody wants to get married to a woman without nadorim, and or without mumin, who has nadorim, and therefore they'll just see the guy gets up one day, walks out of the house, I'm divorced from my wife, I don't need a get. They'll think that you can leave your wife without a get. So the Rabbanan insisted that although technically min haTorah, really they're not even married, not only is there no ksuba, there's no need for a get either, min haRabbanan, let's make sure to make a get. People shouldn't make that mistake. V'chein amar Rav Chisda tzricha get min divrei. Rava says, to answer this question, Tana sfuki misafkulei. The Tana had a suffix. He didn't know. What do we say, the normal person, when a normal person gets married, can we say that a normal person doesn't want his wife to have a woman or a get on her or not? He had a suffix. So, memeila gabi memoina lekula. When it came to ksuba, as Rashi says, hamoitzi mechaver alva raya, so therefore the halacha is, you don't have to give a ksuba. Let the woman prove that you're mechuyev to pay her a ksuba. But whether he's married to her or not, then we say that perhaps by a regular person, maybe he doesn't mind if his wife has nadorim or his wife has mumin. There we have to be machmer that maybe he is married to her, and therefore you require a get. So that's how Rava understands our Tana, who made a chilek when a person marries someone stum and doesn't say a word about tznoyim. Legabe ksuba, she has to prove that he owes her the ksuba. He could say, I'm makpid, I don't want a woman who's a nadranis, or who has mumin on her. And legabe a get, we're machmer that you do need a get, and he can't say, I wanted a woman without nadorim, without mumin. Amar Rabba, the Rif says, Amar Rava, machlokes beto shte noshim, avo betos isha achas divra kol, ain't sricha men a get. That says, as Rashi explains, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is by a tos. Now, the word tos can either mean a mistake or it can mean a fraud. Here, we mean a fraud. There's a fraud being perpetrated is the correct word. There's a fraud being perpetrated here. The woman told him she has no nadorim, she has no mumin, and then it turns out that she does. So, Rava wants to say a tremendous chiddush here, that if we would only be speaking about one woman, then even Rav would agree to Shmuel that we don't say ein adam oisa bilasa bilasnus, and he would agree to Shmuel that he makes the nesuin dependent on the kedushin, and the kedushin were on tnai, so the nesuin are on tnai, the tnai wasn't kept, they're not married, and no get is required. Where is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? By a fraud of two women. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. He was Mekadesh Leia on a condition that you have no nadorim. But then they were allowed at that time to take more than one wife. So the second wife, he was kana stam. And it was found that the second wife had nadorim. That was the fraud here. So Rav holds, since he didn't make a tnai by the second one, even though he revealed his das by the first one, that he doesn't want in the nadranis, he said it explicitly, but still you need a get from the second one. Why? So Rashi says, Dilma legaba daha chavivola, the like cupid. Maybe by the second one, he loved her more, and by her, he was ready to forget about tnai. And that's why he didn't say anything by the second one. By the first one, he didn't like so much, so he said, I'll take you if you don't have nadorim, you don't have mumin. But I don't like you so much anyway, to take you with nadorim, with mumin, no, that I don't want. So Rav holds that if the first one had signed, the second one didn't, the second one needs a get, because he can't prove from one to the other. Whereas Shmuel says, since I see he was makbir by the first one, even though he didn't say anything by the second one, I say he's makbir by the second one also, and therefore the second one doesn't need a get from him either, because she's not married to him, since she had mumin or nadorim on her. But if it would be only one woman, and he was kitsha al tznai v'konsistam, Rabba want to say that you will not need a get, even according to Rav. Aval betos isha achas divakol ein tzricha mena get. Amar Abaye, we leave out the word lay. Amar Abaye, wait a second. V'amasnisen. Our Mishnah, what's our Mishnah talking about? Two women or one woman? Speaking about one woman. The tos isha achasi. Ukam asvinen tiyuftamine. What did we do in the Gemara a few lines before? We had asked the kasha on Shmuel. The Gemara on Amud Aleph ended with the words tiyufta de Shmuel. We have a kasha on Shmuel from where? From our Mishnah. Because the Gemara's Havamina, as we explained, was that the Seifa, the second case, goes back on the Reisha, the first case. And that's mamish the case of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, kitchal tnai, the kunsa stam. And the Mishnah says, you don't get a ksuba, but you do need a get. L'chayr it's a raya to Rav against Shmuel. And what case is this? Two women or one woman? One woman. And yet we asked it as a kasha and Shmuel, and we brought a raya to Rav. So we see that the Gemara, as Rashi says, the Gemara is not asking a question from Rav, because Rav and Abaya, or Rav and Abaya lived after Rav. But the Gemara is asking that we see what the B'nai Yeshiva held. If the B'nai Yeshiva could ask a kasha from our Mishnah on Shmuel, it's a Raya, and our Mishnah is speaking about one woman and not two women, and yet the Gemara wants the B'nai Yeshiva want to bring a Raya to Rav against Shmuel. So we see that even by one woman, we hold that there's a shita like Rav that you do need to get. How can you, ask Abaya, how can you, Rav, or you, Rabba, say that by one woman, there's no machlokes Rav and Shmuel, everybody would hold, you don't need to get, the machlokes is only by two women. Here we see from Amud Aleph that the B'nai Yeshiva asked the Kasha from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah speaking about one woman, and the Kasha was a riot to Rav that you do need to get. So how can you say that nobody holds that you need to get? Ella, I itmar, hachi itmar, Amar Rabba, or Amar Rava, machloikis betos isha achas ke'en shtei nashim. The machloikis Rav and Shmuel is when you have one woman who's like two women. And there's various pshatim in the Rishonim here. We'll go again like Rashi Shita. Avo betos isha achas greatest of divya kol ein shtricha mena get. But if it's only one woman alone, then everybody holds you don't need a get. What does it mean? Isha achas ke'en shtei nashim. So Rashi says that it's speaking about he was mekadesh a woman on tnai, then he was megarish her mina erison, and then he took her back again stam, and he didn't have any tnai. So Rav holds in that case you do need a get, because that's considered as if she's like another woman since he divorced her and he took her a new kedushin, even though it's the same woman. But since it followed a divorce, it's like a new woman. And on the new woman, there was no tnai. And therefore, he was mekadesher, through the bi'ila without a tnai. And Rashi says, the lekalamema tnai kamasamach. You can't say it was samach on the first tnai in this case. However, Shmuel, since he was megaladas, he revealed his mind that if she isn't an adranis, he doesn't want her. And he was Mekadesh the first time out tonight, the same is the second time. And therefore, she's not Mekudesha, she does not need a get. This is the way Rashi understands the case of Toz Isha Achas Ke'en Shnei Nashim. And then Rashi adds, in the first wide line of Rashi, now we have to explain what was the Gemara's kasha from our Mishnah, because a few lines ago, Abaya asked a question from the B'nai Yeshiva. The B'nai Yeshiva asked a question from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is speaking about one woman. So Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha on Amud Aleph on Shmuel and bringing a raya to Rav is speaking about a case when it's Nizgarsha. In other words, the way we're going now, ain't a chanami. If there's only one woman, then Rav is moited to Shmuel that you're doing the bia with the original kedushin in mind, and no get will be necessary. What was the riot to Rav? Because the B'nai Yeshiva on Amud Aleph understood the Mishnah that it's speaking about a case where he divorced her Mina Erison and he took her back. And that's where the Seifa is going on the Reisha. The second case is going back on the first case. The first case is Kitshal Tanai. Second case, consistum, but the consistum followed a divorce, because if it didn't follow a divorce, if it was one woman without a divorce in between, then of course Rav is mutter to Shmuel that he did everything based on the original Tanai, but where there was a divorce in the middle, then it's considered like a second woman, and you see from our Mishnah that a get is required, kasha on Shmuel, but ain't the chanami, if it would be only one woman without a get in between, the Rav would be mutter to Shmuel that there is no get required, because he was boiled her on das of the original Kedusha. Continues Rashi. Rashi says that I heard another pshat over here. Vanishamati, the second wide line towards the end of Rashi. Vanishamati tos ishach came based nash going to kiddush rochel al tnai. Va'achikach neschav lichnes leya v'konsastam v'nimtzas rochel. So Rashi makes brings down the same. The riff brings this down from other rishonim. The opposite of the case that we had in Chumash with Rachel and Leah. He was Mekadesh Rachel on a Tanai. And then he wants to marry Leah without a Tanai. He was Kansa her stump. And he found out that Leah is Rachel. Instead of Chumash where Leah switched and became Yaakov's wife instead of Rachel, Rashi gives the case that Rachel switched and was the wife instead of Leah. So this is the case where, according to Rav, he's winding up with Rachel, who he originally made a Tanai with, but he thinks it's Leah. But Lemaisa, he made a Bia without any Tanai. So Rav will hold that you need a get in this case. But Rashi says, Kashali, Nehain, Namidin Eschavan, Liva L'Shem Kedushin, Holav L'Rachel Echavan, V'amai Tzricha Get. How could you learn such a pshat in Rav, how could a Baal learn such a pshat in Rav? Because you're right, he didn't have kavana for a tnai. But Rashi says he didn't have kavana for Rachel. He had kavana for Leah. So the whole kedushin is a false kedushin. How could you need a get over here? Even if he didn't have any tnai, and there's no problem that she has mumen or nedorim on her, but it's not the woman that he thinks he's marrying. So he's not legally married to her. So why would you need a get? How could Rav hold you need a get? Therefore, Rashi doesn't like this pshat, and Rashi remains with his pshat that is speaking about where there was a gerushin min or erusin. So that's the case of one woman who's like two women, not the case that the Rif brings down from the Rishonim or Dani Shamati. I heard this pshat, says Rashi, not the case where Rachel substituted for Leah, and he had kavana for Leah without a tnai, and he only had kavana for Rachel with a tnai, and he thought it's Leah, and it turned out it's Rachel. What's interesting to me, and if anybody has a teretz on my kasha, please send me an email, grossman@ou.org, that l'chayre, if so, this raises the point in Chumash, when Leah substituted for Rachel, so how was she married? Since Yaakov thought that he's living with Rachel, so when he found out that it really was Leah, the way Rashi says over here, Rashi says, Amai tzricha get, because they're not married. So if in Cain it comes out that Leah was not really married to Yaakov, because Yaakov thought he was living with Rachel. He didn't have kavana for Leah. And Leah didn't want to make kedushin. So l'chayri, you have to say that once he discovered it was Leah, he didn't want to be Mavayisher, and he stayed married to her, and the subsequent Bia he did L'Shem Kedushin, a new Kedushin, and that's how he stayed married to Leah. But L'Chayra, the first Bia, since he thought it was Rachel, was not really a Bia L'Shem Kedushin, and it was not effective. If anyone has a teretz on this kasha, please send me an email. Continues the Gemara, Eisve Abaya. Abaya asked the question from the following. Kitcher betos. The Gemara understands the word tos now means the fraud. He was Mekadosher with a fraud. She told him she doesn't have a netter on her, and she really had a netter on her. Or Pachas Meshavar Pruta. He was Mekadosher with Pachas Meshavar Pruta, which is not effective. V'chein kot Meshakidosh or kot Numei Kedushin. And it says, as Rashi brings down, it says in the Tark, Kikach Ish Ksiv, and not a cotton. Even though he subsequently sent savlonis. What is savlonis? Says Rashi, Migdonoi, Shachosin, Shalech, Larusos. These are delicacies which are food and wine, and the jewelry that a chassan sends to a kala for gifts during the engagement period. So even though when he got bigger, he sent herself along as lachmikan ain't mekudeshes. She is not mekudeshes. Why? Shemach b'skedushim rishonim shalach. Because he wasn't sending these savlanas to make new kedushin. There was a defect in the original kedushin. It was less than a shavaputa. He was a cotton. So we don't say that when he got bigger, he's sending her to the savlanas as new kedushin. No. He's doing the savlanas, al das, the original defective kedushin. Ve'im bo'aloi, but if he was boil her, kanai, the tanakama holds, then he's kind her. Why? Because ain't automatic to be less to be less than us. And he did the bila l'shem without to make sure that the bila is done correctly. For example, if she had a netter on her, he said, "I'm doing the bila unconditionally, and it will be a good bila. He will be kinder, a good kedushin." Rav Shimon ben Yehuda b'Shem Rav Shimon Lomer in bala loikana, because he holds al das kedushin rishonim, which were defective, and therefore even with the bia he was not kinda. Frey the Gemara, Frey the Abaye, v'ahachad tos isha achas yu pligi. You're telling me that by tos isha achas, we'll learn like Rashi Shita, that if there was no gerushin in between from the erusin, but it's the same woman, so by the same woman, even Rav will be martyred to Shmuel, that if there was a defect in the beginning, it's not going to get better later on, because later on, he's going to have a BL based on the original way it was set up. Here, it's a case of Tosi Shachas, and there's a Machlaikas. We see that the Tanakama holds that if he did a BL, then he makes sure that his BL is not a BL is Nus, and he does it, l'shem, a new good kedushin. So, l'charit shver, on your shita that you said, that you, Rav, said, that if it's tos isha achas, there's no machlokes, and Rav agrees to Shmuel that you do not need a get. My lav, tos nedarim. What are we speaking about? We're probably speaking about the case that we've had all along where there was a fraud concerning the dorm. She told him she has no nedarim on her, and she really did. It's not a case of fraud. The word tos here does not mean fraud. It means a mistake. He was mistaken, and he thought that the Pachas Meshav Pruta is a good Kedushin. Frag the Gemara, Pachas Meshav Pruta, Behejik Tanala, that's the second case that we learned before. How could the first case of Tos be the second case? That's the second case. Kitcher Betos, Uba Pachas Meshav Pruta, which seem to be two separate cases. The Gemara answers, no. Perusha Kamafarsh, Kitcher Betos, Kate said, Kagonsha Kitcher Pachas Meshav Pruta. How was the mistake made? Through a kedusha of Pachas Meshav Pruta. Afraid more of a mykamifligi. If you're telling me, the Rashi speaks out, if you're telling me that the question is whether a person does bilas or bilas nus or not, or whether he does ain out of mice or bilas nus, or he does it al das kedushin or rishonim, that's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. If that would be the same machlokes here, that, then we understand. But if you're telling me that it's not speaking about nedarim here, it's speaking about a case of Pachas Meshav Pruta. And everybody holds that by Isha Achas, it's Aldas, Kedushin, Harishainim. So in what is the Machlaikas? So the Gemara answers. In other words, the Gemara's Kasha is that why does the second Shita that we mentioned over here hold that it's Loikana? Because Avada, he would do it the right way. Why should it be Loikana? The Gemara answers, Mar Sover Adam Yedea Shein Kedusha Taisa Pasha Shava Pruta. The Gemara, Baal Hashem Kedusha. The Tanakama holds that a person knows this halacha, that Kedusha are not Taisa Pasha Shava Pruta. Therefore, he realized he has to make a new Kedusha. He made a new Bila Hashem Kedusha. Mar Sover Ein Adam Yedea Shein Kedusha Taisa Pasha Shava Pruta. The second man, the Amar over here, Rab Shimon Ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, holds that a person doesn't know this fact. So when he did a bila, he did a bila al das the kedushin harishainim, and therefore, since the kedushin harishainim were defective, this is not a good kedushin. We'll learn one more kasha that Abaya asks on Rava Esve. Hareini boy aleich, I am making a be with you al menashe yirtzeh abba, that my father agrees to this kedushin So the Tanakam says, even though the father doesn't agree with it, she is Mekudeshes. And the swore of the Gemara is, because when it came Lamaisa to do the Bia, then he decided that I'm going to do the Bia, even if the father is not the Merutza. However, if Shimon ben Yehuda Amar Meshum Rab Shimon, Ratza Av Mekadesh, if the father agrees to Kedushin, it is a Kedushin, Lai Ratza Av, Eina Mekadesh, L'chayr Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, doesn't hold of Ein Adam Oyster B'Las B'Las Nus, Memela, it's totally whether in fact the father agrees or not. V'ahacha D'chi Tosi She'achas Dami, this is a case of Tosi She'achas, there's no Gerushin in between, the way Rashi learns the Sugi here, Upli, and yet we find there's a Machlaikis. The same machlokes of Rav Shmuel seems to be the machlokes over here. So even by Tosi She'ach, there is a machlokes whether Ein Adam Oyster B'Las Nus or not. The Gemara says no. Everybody would agree that Al Das Kedushin or Rishonim Hu Oyser, and he's doing it. It is totally on the Tnai whether the father agrees or not. We don't say by Isha Achas. Even Rav does not disagree with Shmuel and hold that he is going to make the Kedushin now without a condition. No, by Isha Achas, we hold that he's going to make the Kedushin with a condition. The Shaila is, was the condition fulfilled here? Hosn b'hakim if we marsov, amanashi yirtzahav, amanashi yishtakav. Vashasve, speaking about a case, as Rashi explains, where the father didn't say beferish, I agree to this, match. The father kept quiet. So Memele Tanakama holds when he said the Chosn that I'm doing this Amanashe Yirtzav, he meant that my father doesn't object. If he keeps quiet, that's good enough. And he kept quiet. So therefore the Tanai was fulfilled. You need the Tanai to be fulfilled, according to everybody, by Isha Achas. We don't say he's doing the Kedushin now unconditionally. No, by Isha Achas, he remains with his original Tanai, as we learned before. But the Tanakam holds the Tanai was fulfilled because he kept quiet. Umar Savar, and the second Shita holds, no, Amanashe Yoimer Abahain. What he meant to say is that my father should say explicitly, I agree with this match. The Holoi Omar Abain, in our case, the condition was not fulfilled because the father did not say Hain. That's the machloek, is whether the condition was fulfilled or not, but everybody holds by Isha Achas, you must have the original condition fulfilled, and we don't say that he changed his mind and he decided to make the Bia unconditional.